Join us for tonight's edition of Straight Talk. And now your host, Art Levine.
Good evening, welcome to Straight Talk. We have a great show for you tonight. In the first two segments, we will be focusing on a very controversially and important project here in Long Beach, the CDIP project. And joining us are Long Beach Councilman Gary DeLong and Director of Planning and Building, Suzanne Frick. And Councilman, lady, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for the invitation. We're delighted to be here today.
Gary, let's start with ground zero. You decided some months ago that it was time to dust off and relook at the old CDIP plan. Why?
Actually, I'd rephrase it and say the community decided. One of the things that I heard when I was on the campaign trail is that while people weren't necessarily opposed to some of the proposed developments, what they were concerned about is what was the direction, where's the master plan, is there a grand scheme to all this, or are we going to do things one at a time? And that made a lot of sense to me. So one of the first initiatives that I put forward upon taking the seat as city council member was actually to talk to Suzanne and others and say, okay, how can we collaboratively reach out, work with the community, and come up with a vision of what the area should look like. And I think that the community's argument that the plan was 30 years old and somewhat out of date, it was a great plan when it was first developed, but it was time to freshen it up a little bit. I think that made a lot of sense.
Suzanne, you've had a lot of experience in this area. You were director of planning in the city of Santa Monica. From a staff standpoint, does it make sense to take another look at a 30-year-old master plan?
No question. I've been with the city for about 2 years, and one of the first things I did was come in and take a look at sort of what are all of the planning efforts that have been underway. And in addition to this particular area, there were two major projects moving through the system, the Home Depot project and the Lennar project. And there was a lot of controversy about those two. And I looked to say, well, what's the plan say? And in looking at a 30-year-old plan, that's not telling me a whole lot as a planner. And it was high time that we take a fresh look at what are the goals and objectives the community has for that particular area.
And if I can add to that, and it's not just those two, but when you look at Marina Pacifica will be redeveloped one day, and Marketplace will be looked at, and where the Albertson store is, there's going to be things over the next decade.
Okay, so accepting then the need to revisit and maybe renew, change, modify a 30-year-old plan, you went about it by creating a committee that met for several months. Now, there's been a lot of press about this, and one of the complaints that you hear from some is that this committee was not embracive, that a majority of the members of this private committee did not live in the CDIP district, and that not all the points of view were represented. So I want to give you a chance to address that.
Oh, no, thank you. That's a great question. I guess I would say that they did live in the area. To me, whether you live in Naples or the Peninsula or Park Estates or Marina Pacifica, you're all impacted by what happens, what kind of development goes forward in the CDIP planning area, which, as you know, is roughly the area of Studebaker and Pacific Coast Highway. And
let's put up the CDIP map for those who might not be familiar with it. It is basically the east side of town,
yes,
bordering on Pacific Coast Highway, a sliver to the west, and then to the east, and touching on the wetlands and adjacent to the Marketplace.
And in fact, I mean, some of my council colleagues have suggested that it's really not a third district issue. It's really, you know, no matter where you live in Long Beach, it impacts you of what happens,
sure,
with this kind of development on the east side. So I think that you need to be inclusive. You need to invite all those people from the different neighbors to participate. I think we did that. And I'm very pleased with the direction that they're taking. And as we move forward, that group will be one of many inputs.
So, Susan, I know you were very much involved as staff with the private committee and then in the public hearings that were held following the results of your private committee's work. You reached out and had many public meetings, several of which I attended, to get community input on this plan. And then it went before council, and tell us what happened there.
Well, it actually went to Planning Commission and then on to City Council, so that there was airing in both places. I think the council generally indicated that we needed to do broader outreach and that it was great work that this committee had done, but that because of sort of the controversy associated with the committee itself, we needed to do a broader outreach and take on kind of more of a public effort.
And that's what's ongoing now, Gary, a public outreach.
You're
department is drafting something, and then you're showing it and getting input, and then going to take that feedback and make adjustments with over the next 6 months, continued community input
it'll
on the
evolve.
Plan.
Yes.
It will evolve.
It will evolve.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then what happens?
I'm going to defer to Suzanne for that.
Okay.
What we're intending to do is do broad-based community outreach to determine what is the vision that the community might have for this area. We'll likely develop some options because I don't believe there's going to be overall consensus on what should happen out there. And we'll likely develop some options, take that back to the city council and say, okay, here are some options. You tell us the direction you want us to move in.
So you'll be going back to city council for guidance on key questions.
Most definitely. This is going to be an interactive process with the staff, the community, and the council, and the planning commission.
And updates.
Okay.
So that it's not something we'll get to the end of the road and then just apprise all the council members, okay, this is where we are, but at appropriate places in
intervals.
The process. Yep, Suzanne's going to come back and say, let me give you an update.
Right.
We've had a significant milestone.
Suzanne, philosophically, how do you determine, because you said correctly that there's not going to be consensus there. Mm-hmm. Some people will always be here and some people will always be there. Mm-hmm. How do you, as a planner, and you've worked in many cities, determine what is the center of gravity of the community? What is the consensus? How do you find this ethereal thing called consensus?
Right. It isn't easy to do. Usually, though, what happens is you know that there's this extreme over here, there's this extreme over here, and that usually the vast majority of people can agree to elements of both sides. And so what we do as staff is try to take the bits and pieces that we're hearing from the opposite ends and then craft something that kind of comes into the middle of that.
Fair enough. And we will be continuing with this fascinating discussion. In the next segment, we will be looking at two of the specific projects, the Home Depot project and the Lennar project at the site of the old Seaport Marina Hotel. We'll be back. Stay with us. You won't want to miss this discussion.
Strong winds and sunlight. The Earth's heat surfacing is steam. Abundant sources of clean energy to help meet our state's growing need for electricity. Southern California Edison leads the nation in the use of renewable energy, enough to supply more than 2 million homes. And since clean energy is something we believe in, we'll keep working to bring the benefits of nature's power plants directly to you. For over 100 years, life powered by Edison.
The Port of Long Beach, one of the region's largest construction contractors, has work for businesses big and small. The SBE, or Small Business Enterprise Program, was established by the Board of Harbor Commissioners in 2004 to boost the local economy. Through this program, small businesses get a chance at big port contracts in the areas of construction, environmental consulting, engineering and architectural services, and more. To learn more, log on to www.polb.com or call 562-590-4146.
Let's unravel high-definition television. First of all, it's twice as sharp as regular TV, and prices have dropped dramatically. There's also tons to watch, like sports, movies, and concerts. You should see it on Panasonic's new 50-inch plasma display. You can check it out at Avid Electronics in Long Beach. What else are you going to do with your free time? Origami?
AccuFlex, a division of LaserFiche in Long Beach, provides high-volume document scanning and indexing, converting bulky paper files into retrievable documents.
AccuFlex has provided us with a system that enables reporters to access our database of news material. It gives us peace of mind to know we can put our trust and faith in AccuFlex and that they're helping us to preserve our history.
AccuFlex works with LaserFiche to provide document management solutions that help organizations run smarter.
We're back continuing our conversation about CDIP with two of the key players, Councilman Gary DeLong and Suzanne Frick. And in the current issue of the Straight Talk Reporter, now out on the street, you will see a front page article about CDIP with picture of the councilman on our cover and Suzanne's picture and bio inside. Let's put up that CDIP map, if we can, for a moment. We're talking about how we are going to master plan the east side of town. Two of the controversial projects now ongoing is the Home Depot project and the Seaport Marina project. Gary, give us an update on Home Depot.
You bet. No, it's a great question because this also ties into our previous comments of why does CDIP need to be updated. I think these two proposed projects indicate exactly why we need to update the planning. But as I understand, the Home Depot is at the Coastal Commission. It is on their October calendar, and we'll wait and see where Coastal decides on whether or not that project moves
And that's
forward.
Been approved by planning
yes.
and approved by the council?
Yes, yes.
Okay, so we're waiting to hear from Coastal.
We are.
Okay.
They're the final arbiters.
And on the Seaport Marina, which is a proposed 450 condo units on the site of the old dilapidated Seaport Marina Hotel, which we all agree something needs
yes.
to be done there. But there's been a lot of objection about height, 70 feet, density, and traffic. Your thoughts?
I think those are the three key elements. I'm going to put them in a different order. I think traffic is probably number one from what I hear from the community. They're concerned about a proposed development with 425 condominiums and 170,000 square feet of retail. It's just too much for that corner. I have a lot of reservations. I have postponed and continued that matter twice at the City Council because we do not yet have a traffic mitigation plan that would fully handle all the traffic that development generates. And candidly, I can't support it until there's a plan to do so. So that one's up in the air.
Suzanne, traffic is a huge problem at that intersection. It's a grade F intersection, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
from a staff standpoint, what to do about it?
Well, there isn't a whole lot you can do because we are landlocked out in that area, meaning that there are rivers waterways surrounding yeah. it. So there's not a whole lot you can do with traffic.
But they could do more turn lanes.
Well, what we're looking at is more turn lanes, synchronizing the lights. Also that if there are ways we can alleviate the traffic from that, meaning find some other route to take so that not everybody has to go through that intersection.
Because it's even without anything, without Home Depot, without Lennar, it's
definitely.
Bad just as it is.
Most definitely. And what we're experiencing is a lot of cut-through traffic that are on their way to Orange County.
Yep.
And so it's just going to continually get worse.
And Suzanne mentioned additional route, and obviously one of the things that the city is looking at is extending Shopkeeper Road
right.
behind the Marketplace and connecting to PCH.
Which the original plan for Marketplace called for
yes,
and
it
was
did.
Never done for
That's
some
correct.
Reason. And now we have a wetlands issue because it may be impacting wetlands.
We do have an issue there. Mm-hmm. So that traffic mitigation is questionable at best whether it could go. But if it doesn't go, and it may likely not go, then really don't see an ability to mitigate the traffic associated with that size of a project. You could have a smaller project on that corner that would probably make sense.
Do you support the Lennar project that's currently constituted?
If they can't mitigate the traffic, I can't support the
but
project.
But even if they could mitigate the traffic?
I'm open to it, but let's see what the community
You think the 70-foot height is okay?
I think that is a very, very tall building for that corner.
So do you support it or oppose it?
Let's wait and see how it comes out.
What does planning have to say about that height in that area?
Well, we have been supportive of the project as it's
okay.
currently proposed at this point in time.
Okay.
She's a stronger supporter than I am.
Well, that's why you get paid the big bucks to make the tough decisions.
That's it, of which I didn't give you one.
What about the future? Let's get away from just these two projects, but what's your vision for what should be happening on the east side of town? What do you think the community wants to happen on the east side of town?
Yeah, I think the community is number one, they're concerned about traffic, so they don't want to see any development that adds additional traffic that can't be mitigated. That's number
okay.
one. I think from a height perspective, they don't want tall buildings. I mean, certainly as we went through the CDIP update process, even talking about going from 35 feet to 45 feet
right.
caused some angst among
no less
pretty
70
sizable.
Feet.
Yeah, no less 70 feet, exactly. So I think they're concerned about that. I also think they're concerned about density. They just don't want too much. But I will say that the plan the CDIP committee and with staff's input came up with is less building. So the current, for example, the current, I don't want to get too technical.
Well,
the current
depends CDIP, how you, it depends how you measure it,
You
really.
Measure it based on the existing zoning code, because that's what you're changing. So every proposal that was made showed less density with the proposed areas.
So would you say
one.
In macro view that the proposed new CDIP plan is a environmentally limiting plan versus the existing? Because some people say, if it's not broken, why fix it? Everything's fine with the existing CDIP plan. It protected height, it protected density. Everything's fine. Don't monkey with it. And you seem to be suggesting that the new plan is even more limiting than the old plan. And those who like the old plan probably wouldn't agree with that.
Sure. Well, there's a couple of questions in there. First, when you go back, let's start from our very beginning of the conversation. We said a significant segment of the population wants an updated zoning plan.
Okay.
They want to see different things there. So we absolutely, and maybe it's not even changing the footprint. Maybe it's saying instead of Marina Pacifica retail only, maybe the community would like to see mixed use there.
Okay.
That when it gets scraped and rebuilt, yeah, they want the retail on the bottom, but they'd like to see some townhomes or condominiums.
But you don't think the community wants a new plan because they want a lot more height and a lot more density?
No.
And you don't think so either?
No, and I would add also, we want to see better connections so that there's bicycle connections, pedestrian connections.
That's exciting.
Permeability. The existing plan doesn't account for that today.
Gary, we just have 30 seconds left, so whatever you want to say.
Thank you. And I think the next thing that's very important is that we do need to have a restoration of the wetlands as part of any plan we put forward. That's critical. When Suzanne talks about the walking path, the bike trails, you also want something to walk around and bike around. And I think the wetlands is really the jewel in there. So any plan we do needs to take that into consideration and restore those wetlands.
Well, thank you both for this great two segments. And if you'd like to weigh in, we're putting the telephone numbers up right now for the councilman's office. Call him, or the planning office. Call Suzanne. Thanks for watching, and weigh in with your input. Coming right up, a very special gentleman, Gene Lensner.